Well, this term, we've been looking at how we pray the Psalms. Helen kicked off our series in September looking at Psalm 1, praying our inattention. We moved to Psalm 2, praying our intimidation, praying our trouble, praying our sin, praying our salvation, fear, hate. And last week, Gail spoke about Psalm 6, how we pray our tears. Today, we've reached the end of our series and the end of the book of Psalms with Psalm 150, which can help us explore how we pray our praise. As we looked at earlier, praise is simply showing our thanks to God for who he is, what he has done, and what he will do. There are so many different ways that we can praise, but what about praise when it comes to our prayers? Sometimes our praise, our thanks to God, telling him of all the great things he's done, naturally comes at the beginning of our prayers. If we think about the Lord's Prayer, it starts with, "Our Heavenly Father, hallowed be your name. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for who you are and what you have done." Or maybe you've heard of the teaspoon prayer, a method of prayer that starts with thanks and then moves to sorry and please. It was a favourite when I was growing up. Nice, easy one to remember. Or if you think about our song that we've just sung, Blessed Be Your Name, that comes from a place of pain and a place of tears. Matt and Beth Redmond wrote that song when they were in the midst of a few miscarriages. They'd lost some children and they were heartbroken, but they decided to put their praise for God first. But doesn't always feel like praise is where we want to start when we're praying. I'm sure Matt and Beth actually would rather have just been angry at God for what was happening. I'm sure there are times in our lives where we'd rather be angry first or upset with God first before we turn to praise and thanking him for all he has done when it feels like he's done nothing. We've been using Eugene Peterson's book, Praying with the Psalms, as a guide to this series. And in this chapter on Psalm 150, he says, "All prayer, pursued far enough, becomes praise." For Peterson, it's no surprise that that the book of Psalms is wrapped up not just by our Psalm 150 today, but four other hallelujah praise psalms. No matter how we start praying, the situations we find ourselves in, our suffering, anger, tears, our prayer turns into praise. It might be by the end of our prayer. It might be a week later. It might be many years afterwards. But our prayers, if they're true prayers, are always reaching to praise God, to show our thanks for who he is, for what he has done and what he will do. As Ian said, it's always an encouragement to hear of those around us what is causing us to praise. It's encouraging to know that there are other churches who are praising God this morning, other Christians all around the world that are thanking God for who he is and what he has done. So we've got a little question for us this morning. When have you felt like praising God? So we're going to spend some time. You can either think about it on your own or turn and share and discuss with those around you when you have had a time that your prayers have turned into praise. And how you praise together. Does anyone have anything that they'd like to share with the rest of us as a time that they felt drawn to praise God?
After the Lord's Supper.
Excellent choice. Always the best answers from Ravi. Anyone else got any that they'd like to share?
I was just saying to down here, we've been praying. This was an answer to prayer last Sunday. And thank you to those who might be here who helped answer that prayer. But we've been praying about Alpha and finding some folk to support Catherine in the hospitality. And last week, three folk at church here put their selves forward to help with that. And that was just such a wonderful answer to prayer. I went away from church just with a big smile on my face, really feeling that prayer had been answered, because I'd been a bit anxious about it for the few weeks beforehand. So that was wonderful.
Thank you, Ian. I was in hospital with Chloe this week, and sat in the children's hospital in A&E at 4 a.m. on very little to no sleep, and hearing the heartbreaking cries of little children. And I was just brought to prayer, and I was like, how on earth can I turn this to praise? And into my head popped the psalm, "For you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knew you from before you were born." And just rejoicing that all of these children were there and the people were there to care for them. That was my praise from a weird place of prayer this week. Well, it's wonderful all the different ways that we've shared with one another about how we praise God. So we've got some questions that kind of help us think further about how we pray our praise. And Vanessa at the end has put together a lovely PDF of 7 different ways that we can praise using Psalm 150. So if this is something that you'd like to explore further this week,